Please stand as we join now in singing the Alleluia verse. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 26th verse. Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house, but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson which I just read from Luke chapter 8. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, you'll find those at the bottom of page 2 in your bulletin. Maybe your reaction this morning to the story that I just read from our gospel lesson is the same as mine. My first reaction upon hearing this story is, what a strange story. What a strange story this is. Jesus and his disciples sail across to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. They are greeted by a demon-possessed man who is naked and who lives in the cemetery. Not exactly the welcome wagon. Jesus engages in dialogue with the man, actually with the demons that are possessing him. And after a bit of back and forth. Eventually, the demons ask for permission to go into a herd of pigs that is nearby. And Jesus grants the permission. The demons leave the man. They go into the herd of pigs. And the pigs run off into the Sea of Galilee and are drowned. That's not the end of the story. Of course, word of this spreads and people come out to see what in the world is going on. And they get there and here they see this man whom I'm sure all of them are well aware of and have tried to steer clear of probably for years. And here is the man, clothed, calm, sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus teach. What a strange story indeed. This gospel lesson answers the question that immediately precedes it. Who is this? In Matthew, Mark, and Luke's gospel, the story that comes just before this story of the demon-possessed man is the story of Jesus calming the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Remember that story? Jesus asleep there in the bottom of the boat. A fierce storm has arisen and his disciples, many of them experienced fishermen, terrified at the ferocity of the storm. And so they wake up Jesus and say, Jesus, don't you care if we drown? And Jesus rebukes the wind and the waves. And just like that, the surface of the Sea of Galilee is calm. And those disciples look at one another and they ask the question, who is this? Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Today's story of the demon-possessed man answers that question. Who is this? Jesus answers that question, both in terms of comfort and also in terms of challenge. First, in terms of comfort, who is this? He is the one who has power over all things. He is the one who has power over all things. He has power over the forces of nature. He has power over the forces of evil. He has power in the midst of situations that seem to be totally out of control. He is the Lord of all. He is the one who said of himself, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." This Jesus comes to you and me again this morning. He comes with comfort. He comes with comfort as we struggle with life and fear and illness and sin. He comes as we face situations that seem out of control, that seem too far gone, that seem like they can't be retrieved or turned around. He comes and he says, I am here. Come to me. Give those fears and those struggles to me. I have authority over all things, even that which terrifies you the most. Who is this? This is Jesus, the Son of God, who brings comfort and peace into our lives. But he is also the one who pushes the envelope. This is the challenge part of the story in our gospel lesson this morning. Jesus takes his disciples across the Sea of Galilee to the Gentiles, to the other side, to what we might call the other side of the tracks. They encounter a naked, out-of-control, demon-possessed man who lives out in the graveyard. No chains can restrain him. In fact, Luke reports that numerous times this man's been chained and he's burst the chains and been driven out in the desert. Think Incredible Hulk. He's ranting and raving, possessed by thousands of demons. I'm sure the disciples must have been thinking, what in the world are we doing here? Let's get out of here. Jesus, let's hightail it back to that boat and let's go back across the Sea of Galilee to the other side where at least there's relative safety. But Jesus challenges them to see that the kingdom of God is for all. Who is this? He is the one who challenged them and challenges us to go forth in faith in his name. Where is Jesus pushing you out of your comfort zone? Where is Jesus pushing us, God's people gathered here at Trinity, out of our comfort zone? Where is Jesus, the one who is Lord of all, nudging you and me with that nudge that doesn't go away but keeps on being felt? Nudging us to reach out, to get uncomfortable, to take a chance in his name, and to do so step by step and moment by moment, knowing that he walks right alongside us as we do. In this story, Jesus' disciples crossed cultural barriers. They faced some of their deepest fears. And certainly they encountered a situation that if you were to be able to ask them, they'd say, I'd just as soon not have anything to do with this event. Where is Jesus nudging you? Where is he leading you to act and move out of your comfort zone? Who is this? He is the one who says to you and me again this day, follow me. Follow me, and I will comfort you. Follow me, and I will challenge you. Follow me to the cross and the empty tomb, there to see the forgiveness of your sins and the life that is yours forever with me. Follow me, even when sometimes it seems safer not to. Follow me daily, faithfully. You know, those demons long ago in our story involuntarily had the right response to the question of the day. Who is this? This is Jesus, the Son of the Most High God. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in this Jesus, now and forever. Amen.